coming off a W in the playoffs last night. Humboldt head football coach Derek Elman, my guest. Coach, good to see you this morning. Congrats on the W last night.
Thanks for having me. It's kind of nice to be back. You know, we've had a bunch of phone interviews here with my kids having stuff going on Saturday, so it's nice to come in and talk face-to-face a little bit.
That's understandable, and you brought part of the coaching staff this morning.
Yep.
Your son, who you've been, as I understand it, watching him play flag football some on Saturday mornings. And certainly, we understand that commitment there, too. And, you know, I want to be flexible with the coaches because, you know, you guys, this time of year, it's hard for you to find time with your family. So if I can be flexible to help you do that, I'm going to certainly do that. And we've been able to work it out. Last night, you beat Bishop Heelan 40-17. It was the first home playoff game for Humboldt since 2014. Before we talk about the game, what was the atmosphere like?
It was great. You know, our kids were excited. The sidelines, the fans were great. It was loud at times, and that's what you want when you're playing at home, man. You want it loud. You want it a little cold because it just feels like playoff football, you know?
Sure.
So, I think everything combined, I couldn't be happier for the atmosphere that we had for our kids to get a pretty big win.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, that's a huge win. I didn't get a chance to look this up, but was 2014 the last playoff win, too?
I believe so, yeah.
Okay, I thought it probably was. So the first playoff win in 6 years, first home playoff game in 6 years for the program, first in your tenure in just 3 years now. You've won five games in this season now. You're 5-3, which, if I'm not mistaken, eclipses the total or ties the total you had in the first 2 years.
Eclipses, yep.
Eclipse, yep. That's what I thought. So with that, you guys are on that right trajectory now. Yeah. And I tell you what, winning a playoff game really is something you can point to, landmark type of deal. For those kids that really have revived this program.
Absolutely. And, you know, the kids that showed up last night, it was exciting because the minute they walked in the locker room, you knew they were ready for something different. You know, it was a special night from the beginning. And it was, you know, Coach Thomas, our AD, former head coach, made sure to tell me before we went out, he's like, just take a minute, you know, and take it all in. And so I made sure as soon as we ran on the field to just take that minute and, you know, look at the kids, look at the crowd, you know, see all that, because it is something special. And I know the playoffs are obviously different this year because of COVID, but that atmosphere is no different. You're still playing, you know, still playing for a shot to play next week.
Yeah.
You know, you're playing for your football life, so to speak. And I heard Coach say it earlier, you know, that football ends, you know, and we told the kids the exact same thing, that football for 11 seniors, you know, unless there's a couple that are talking about going on, but for 11 seniors, when they put their pads away for the last time, they'll never take them back out. You know, so you got to keep fighting for everything you have, every opportunity you have. And I just felt like they were ready for that last night.
Yeah. And that's a good point that you make too, because the finality, as Coach Dillon was talking about, certainly something that is a big deal. Now, you went over Bishop Heelan 40-17 last night. You know, obviously I wasn't at that game, but looks like you kind of controlled the deal and kind of cruised, man.
Yeah, their first drive, they went down and kicked a field goal. And then we stalled out on our first offensive drive. And then after that, it was our defense played lights out. Other than one, you know, that we gave up one big run where we blitzed and the quarterback caught us in a blitz and he just took it right up the middle. And then we gave up one late after a turnover as well. So, I mean, honestly, in my opinion, our coaches' opinions, we felt like the score, I mean, it probably could have been worse, too. But they just caught us a couple of times, you know. And our offense was ticking really, really well, you know, with all of our, scoring six touchdowns. I think three of them were over 50 yards or four of them were over 50 yards. So it was big plays, big, you know, taking advantage of opportunities. We had an 83-yard touchdown to Gabe Goodell, who caught the ball on an RPO and then threw down a couple defenders on the way down to finally score, cut back against the grain and finally scored. It was that kind of thing. It was those guys that, you know, every night it's somebody different who steps up and plays that role. And Gabe really shined a lot last night on both sides of the ball.
And, you know, he's a guy that we talk about, Caden Mattson, your quarterback, doing a little bit of everything. Gabe Goodell's another one. as well that really does a little bit of everything for your program, and was able to get through in the passing game last night, and he's been a big part of what you've done offensively. You talked about, you and I talked about going into the game this week, getting the ball in the second level to neutralize their defensive end, Carter Whelan. Looks like you did a pretty good job of that.
Yeah, we felt like, you know, we changed our power blocking team just a little bit, and we typically read the defensive end, and this week we worked on kicking him out. And then they really tried to stack the box, and they brought their four defensive linemen down a little bit, so we ended up kicking out their outside linebacker, making an in-game adjustment, and that was huge for us, too. Caden broke a big touchdown run after we had made that decision to change how we blocked up front. So, you know, our kids handle that really, really well. And that's one thing I love right now, too, is we got some offensive linemen that come off the field and they ask questions and they know exactly what they're doing and they tell us what they see. And when you have guys that can communicate, football gets a heck of a lot easier when your players can come off the field and tell you things as opposed to you trying to constantly tell them.
True.
So I appreciate that about our kids is they're making it important. They're taking their job seriously, I guess you might say, and they watch film, and they watch football on Saturdays and Sundays, and that all helps them become better football players.
Yeah, be a student of the game there, certainly. You know, and here we are now, you know, with a win last night over Bishop Heelan for you, Coach Derek Elman, Humboldt football, my guest. Is that your first playoff win as a head coach?
Yep.
I thought it would be.
Yep.
Congratulations on that.
Thank you.
A big deal.
Yep.
Did you sleep at all last night after that W?
I did get to bed pretty late last night, just getting film uploaded and stuff like that. But, you know, and the excitement of it, you know, I think both my kids were excited when I got home and both of them were up late. My wife stayed up a little bit later than normal. And it's just that.
It's hard to come down.
It felt good, man. Yeah, it felt really good.
It really is. Yep. You know, it's one of those, the playoffs especially, is one of those deals where you're either going to be up celebrating or you're going to be up because you can't sleep because you lost.
Absolutely.
I mean, that's the way it is.
Absolutely.
With that, congratulations on that for you. And I know that's a big deal for your family and your son / assistant coach over here as well.
Yep.
Now you turn your attention to Spencer in the second round, going to be on the road. I know you looked at a little bit of film last night. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you're going to do a lot more of that. But initial impressions on them.
Got to stop the option. You know, I said it earlier to you, like that's the biggest thing is what they do offensively. We've got to be fundamentally sound on defense. And the other thing is, too, we've got to make sure that the ball's in our hands. Excuse me. And we go, you know, we take care of the ball. We go on long drives because just as fast as we have the potential to score, they have the ability to score that same way.
So they hit a lot of big plays out of the option game.
Yeah.
Flex bone type of options?
Yep, double slot.
Double slot option. So the more old school option instead of the zone read stuff, which you do a lot of the zone read stuff. And Madrid did that against St. Eben last night, and they were effective with it too. But kind of the old school deal. So, you know, it's going to be this week, I'm sure there's going to be the message, stay at home, know your assignment, you know, football in a phone booth, all that kind of stuff.
Yep. Trust your read because your read's going to tell you everything.
And, of course, you know, one man's got to make a play on the ball and the other guy's got to fly to the ball and make the reaction play as well. So it's, you know, we sit here and say it. It's a whole lot easier to say it than to do it.
Absolutely.
We'll find out. Of course, they're a quality football team.
Yep, sir.
It wouldn't be hosting a second-round playoff game, you know. So
well, and that's just it. You know, right now, as we continue on, you know, I think there's a lot of good football that's going to be played over the course of the next 5-6 weeks or whatever, and that's what's exciting about this is you know, right now it's not about being 5-3. It's about being 1-0.
Yeah,
that's what you got to continue to work on every single week is just get to 1-0 every week. You know, focus on those little things, so.
Absolutely. It makes perfect sense. Coach Derek Elman, Humboldt football, my guest here. Went over Bishop Heelan 40-17 in the first round of the playoffs at home last night. First W in the playoffs for Humboldt 2014. They're continuing to hit those milestone marks this year in what we've called a renaissance year there at Humboldt. Coach, good luck against Spencer coming up this week. You know, should be a hard-hitting, physical football game. You know,
absolutely.
That's what it's about this time of year, and that's what I'm expecting. I thank you for the time coming down today, and you know, we'll have to have you back, win or lose, we'll have to have you back next week in some form or capacity, and I'll get in touch with you this week, and we'll see what we got from there.
Great.
Good luck.
Yeah, thank
Friday
you.
Night.
I love coming down and talking to you, Rob.
Well, it's awesome to have you. That's Coach Derek Elman.